Chapter 14, Devotional 30, Follow Leaders Who Walk With a Limp, The Price of Transformation. Genesis chapter 32, verses 30 and 31 declare, And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, For I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared and not snatched away. And as he passed Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he was limping because of his thigh. Leadership requires an unforgiving price, and most leaders bear the scars to prove it. For Jacob, the price of transformation from a schemer, supplanter, trickster, and swindler into a fearless, faithful, and obedient servant leader was not a scar, but a limp. As we hear the verses leading up to this passage, we see that Jacob wrestled with an angel of God. Jacob refused to let him go until the angel blessed him. The angel touched him on the thigh and dislocated his hip. In a moment, Jacob was transformed. He became Israel, one who contended with God and prevailed. Forever after, Jacob, now known as Israel, would walk with a limp. As a leader, boss, and husband, I have scars that linger. Yes, even the limp that tells the story of my trials and tests. I have learned to value these reminders of what I went through and the lessons I learned. I praise God for the lessons. Child of God, I encourage you to reflect on the scars that you carry and the price that you paid for a new life. As you grow as a servant leader, you must be willing to give up personal pride, ego, selfishness, fear, and unbelief, and replace it with humility, love, and compassion, faith, belief, and self-sacrifice. I encourage you to examine the leaders in your workplace today. Are they holding on tight and wrestling with worldly choices? Or have they been blessed and changed forever by God's mighty touch? Look closely to determine what scars or visible marks they carry, what price they have paid for transformation. I encourage you to beware of any leader in business or ministry that does not walk with a limp. Lord, thank you for transformation. Jesus, change me and remove all that is not pleasing in your sight. Give me a new name, clean and pure heart and renewed spirit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.